how did you get interested in jazz music and
Well,
records?
I used to have a little radio upstairs in my bedroom, and at night I would tune it in and listen to music. And in those days, there were very few stations, but they came in pretty clear. They had a lot of power. I got Chicago station WGN and WLW, I think, in Cincinnati, and KMOX in St. Louis. We used to get music from various ballrooms. In Chicago, we had from the Trianon and the Aragon, but it was all music by like Dick Jurgens or Eddie Howard, you know. But when you got over to New York, they had music by Woody Herman and some of those jazz men. And I soon found there's quite a big difference between Guy Lombardo and Woody Herman, and I liked Woody Herman much better. And so whenever I had a chance to go to Ashland, there was only one place that had records there, and it was up in a loft. It was Kull's, KULL, novelty store. I'd go up there, and I could spend time there as long as I could, anyway, and looking at records. And they were, oh, Victor and Bluebird mainly, and they were like $3 for $1. So I started buying records way back then.
How did you get there?
Oh, we got there. It was quite an adventure. When Dad had the store, I tell you, if you went to Ashland, you were taking your life in your hands. That whole stretch along the lake, that was all swamp. And the wheels, why, the ruts were up to the hubcaps all the way. The car made it, but it was touch and go.
You started doing the jazz show for WXPR when you were about 60 years old.
I guess so.
And until that point, had you just been kind of listening on your own, or, how did you maintain your love for jazz?
By collecting records, I think. I would subscribe to everything and buy records from various places. And
And then I guess once you started your 30 minutes of jazz show, that must have been kind of rewarding to get
yeah,
to
it
share
was,
with people.
and I did get quite a few letters from people too, saying, thanking me and telling me how good it was. One guy wrote and said that I had the greatest show there ever was, you know, and I was so knowledgeable, you couldn't believe it. I kept the letter too. I don't know where it is now, but I kept it for a long time.
Who are some of your favorite musicians, jazz artists?
Well, Benny Goodman for one, and I didn't get into Lester Young until later. Maybe he came along later, but Count Basie's band was always pretty good. I think Lester Young is really marvelous today, about the best you can get for tenor sax. Django Reinhardt, that's one of my favorite outfits too.
What do you think you like about his music so much, or about Benny Goodman's music?
Well, I guess it's makes you feel good. I think it's happy music. It kind of peps you up, and it's kind of exciting too, because you never know what's going to come next. Some guy will finally, just stand up and play a solo that never been done before. You know, he just stands up and plays what he's thinking of, but it rhymes or gets along with the key and the beat and everything, and just a series of solos of various guys in the band playing their version of the song they're playing. Yeah, it's crazy, but that's really interesting, and I don't know how they do it.
What kind of styles do you prefer?
Well, I guess, I don't know, I like slow songs. I like small combos probably the best. Instead of a big band, I would take like a five-piece orchestra group. I think that's about the best, because you could hear each one individually and pick it out. In a big band, you don't know, they got like three or four trumpet players, and if one guy gets up, you don't know which one it is, you know, which I would like to know.